USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The House passed a bill giving $25 billion in emergency funds to the United States Postal Service and reversing recent cost-cutting operational changes. Democrats are seeking to reinforce the agency ahead of the November election, when many voters are expected to cast mail-in ballots due to the coronavirus pandemic. The vote passed 257 to 150 in the Democratic-controlled House, earning some support from Republicans who expressed concerns about delayed mail. The bill is likely to meet significant opposition in the GOP-led Senate. The rare Saturday session in August comes amid national uproar over mail interference, but had absolutely nothing to do with coronavirus relief for unemployed people and small businesses. Remember, you can stay updated with anything going on in the news world at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this Balance of Nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the difference it's made in their life. Now, all these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Massive wildfires in California have grown to be the second largest in state history, as it and hundreds of other blazes have now scorched over a million acres. The LNU Lightning Complex fire that is burning across five counties in Napa and Sonoma Valleys has spread to more than 314,000 acres and is only 15% contained. Many of the fires raging in the state were sparked by a large number of lightning strikes, as California is in the grip of a heat wave. The fires have scorched more than 771,000 acres, which roughly is the size of the state of Rhode Island. The state now has more than 585 total wildfires. Rescue crews on the Detroit River found Sergeant Sivad Johnson of the city's fire department after his daughter reported that her father went missing after he dived into the river to rescue three young girls from drowning. Johnson, a Detroit native, had been with the fire department more than two decades. His brother and his father also served in that role. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
One of Vladimir Putin's biggest critics is believed to have been poisoned, and USA Radio's Wendy King has the story.
An emergency medical plane carrying Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny arrived in Germany so he can receive treatment for a mysterious condition. He's a fierce critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, and he was put into an induced coma after taking ill. Doctors believe he was poisoned. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The COVID-19 pandemic has slowed the transfer of vital organs for transplant. The public's limited movement, thanks to stay-at-home orders and social distancing, means fewer of the accidents and other traumatic events that generate organ donations. Some people anticipating transplants have now been inactivated from the national wait list because of the crisis. Despite a dwindling supply, surgeons are now declining organs from coronavirus hotspots. In addition, concern about the availability of personal protective equipment has halted live donor transplants at local transplant centers. Donors and transplants reached all-time highs in 2019, according to the United Network for Organ Sharing that manages the country's organ transplant system under contract from the U.S. government. While the number of weekly transplants nationwide hovered around 800 for the first 2 months of 2020, that number has dipped to under 200 per week by the middle of March. Go to donatelife.org to get more information on how to become an organ donor. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.